We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey now, Semper Fi, welcome into this Wednesday edition of Sports Talk here on WWL, AMFM.com, and always free and live on the Odyssey app, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, NFL and college football analyst Mike Dettillier. I'm Christian Garrick, Charlie Long at Master Control, taking your calls on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines at 504-260-1870. Before we get into the crux of the show, Jimmy and Gretton is first in line here. All right, so let's go ahead and get to Jimmy right off the bat. You're batting leadoff, Jimmy. What's up? You're on WWL.
Hey, Christian. Hey, real quick. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. You know, I tried to call in yesterday, but the show was coming to a close. You're just putting the spotlight on Tulane. I give you guys a lot of credit for bringing Willie Fritz on, and I give him a lot of credit for staying with the program, what he's built with Michael Pratt, and I think Pratt will be back next year. They should be a top 15 team. Listen, there is a pep rally at Tulane today at 5 o'clock. Michael Pratt, some players, Willie Fritz. If anybody's listening, they're driving by Tulane right there in the quad from 5 o'clock, I think, to 6:30. They're doing a pep rally. I just figured I'd let your listeners know there's going to be free food. And look,
Free food, a lot of people's going to show up. Free food, Jimmy.
Free food?
Yeah, I know, man.
Now, if you'd have said free drinks, then there'd have been an overload. Overload crowd, man.
Let me ask y'all this. I'm 44. I know in 1998 they went undefeated and all that. Back then, you could go undefeated in Conference USA. It didn't matter. They beat BYU and all that in 98. I remember it, Sean King. But have you ever seen a team this good at Tulane? Have you ever seen the culture change to where the future looks so bright? Again, if Michael Pratt comes back next year, Mike, they might be a top 15 team. It's the most exciting time I've ever seen in Tulane football history. And Yulman Stadium Saturday should be totally packed out.
Yeah.
I mean, I know LSU games
it's
at the same
out.
Time,
yeah.
But it's going to be a huge crowd. It's like everything's come full circle for that program because we all remember the Superdome having 5,000 people every game and being very, very empty. So I want to get your take on that.
The only other time in a time frame, Larry Smith's last couple years at Tulane, this is late 70s, early 80s. And, man, Larry had it rolling. He really did have it rolling. And that's the only other time frame.
The only other time I remember is because I was there in the Superdome and I had my wife with me. And you know, T-Bob's mom, you know, my kid's mom, she came to two LSU games and Tulane won them both. What time? Was it Reggie Reginelli?
Reggie Reginelli.
Baton Rouge.
That's Vince Gibson.
Vince Gibson beat LSU. Now think about this. Beat LSU three out of four times. And then they had that game in the Dome, I want to say.
Oh, and that was
a big
whiffing.
44-10 or something. Yeah. And Tulane crushed LSU. And my dad, I swear.
But those.
He looked at my wife and said, I don't want you coming to any more LSU games. Like it was her fault.
But it was like a comet shot, that win. But when Larry had turned this program around late 70s with Tulane, that was a similar vibe. And then Larry takes off.
Went to Arizona.
And they bring Vince in. And it never quite got back to that. And then it was kind of a one-hit type of deal. We saw Mack Brown have some success here. We also
saw Tommy
Bowden have one.
Then he left.
You know, since Benny Ellender won 9 games, there's never been a Tulane coach return for the next season after they've won 9.
Willie Fritz.
Everybody else has left. So if Willie returns next year, which he says he will, then he would be the first one since Benny Allender. And your dad really took that loss bad.
Oh, no, that's when in Tulane Stadium, all of a sudden, I want to say, like, Terry Looney, Steve Foley. Well, I never forget this.
Mark Oliveri.
Yeah, those guys. LSU had beaten Tulane like 25 consecutive games. And my dad would always tell me, oh, don't worry, LSU's going to win. And it's packed. There's 80-some thousand people in Tulane Stadium. And it was Bull Brothers. You know, the construction company. You know, my dad was a civil engineer. So we got two good tickets. I swear, north, south, east, west. We like about on the 35-40-yard line. Great tickets. But they went to LSU fan within like 30 yards of us. So all around us, they did that to my dad on purpose. The Bull Brothers put us right in the Tulane section. Man. And my dad said, oh, don't worry. We're going to take care of business. We've never been more tormented when Tulane beat LSU after 25 years. And even his sisters gave him the business. You know, we couldn't have cut off. We're driving back. All of a sudden, our garage door, they got these big posters. They got green and white or blue and white toilet paper all on the trees. And they had the score and all. And my dad's like, oh, I don't know. I go, my migraine headache just got worse. You know, you get a migraine headache, how that, he goes, now it's even worse. And his sister was giving him the business.
This popped in my mind yesterday, and I said it. When Coach O would do talk somewhere, he'd always end it with, man, and I pull into my parking spot with my truck, man, I thank the good Lord that I'm the head coach of LSU. And I say, Lord, if you got one more favor left, send me another Joe Burrow. So if I'm Willie Fritz, when I pull into that parking spot, I say, good Lord, please send me the next Tajay Spears. Man, because look what he has done for that. And he was the AAC Player of the Year. He got named today, and Willie got named the Coach of the Year. But, man, Tajay Spears, other than Matt Forte, now, I didn't see Tommy Mason. He's a little bit before my time. But I think Tajay and – you look at Matt Forte, those two guys. Moel DeMore was a really good back, but those two guys, to me,
the greatest ever. I don't know why am I thinking of this name, Steve Van Buren from Honduras, born in Honduras, yeah. Tulane, played with the Eagles.
Yeah, we didn't see him either.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I want to say Hall of Famer.
NFL Hall of Famer. Yep. Pro Football
Bobby
Hall
Hebert,
of Famer.
Mike Dettillier, Christian Garrick. This is Sports Talk. Bottle Man, I see you. We're coming to you along with Rocco as well. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. All right, back here on Sports Talk. Bobby, you want to make a correction?
Yes, I'm all into the LSU-Tulane thing, and I'm even, you know, sometimes I get some brain farts. I'm thinking Steve Van Buren. Oh, yeah, he was born in Honduras, and Mike and I was talking. He went to Warren Easton.
And LSU.
I'm giving Tulane credit instead of LSU. No, that's a player. Now, you talk about, like, a great player and all around the country. He's more famous in Philadelphia than he is in Louisiana, even though he went to LSU and Warren Easton.
That's true.
The Eagles fans know who Van Buren is.
If you're an Eagle fan a certain age, you really know who Van Buren is.
Yeah.
And then the other guy that we talked about, Chuck Bednarik.
Oh, yeah, number 60.
Because Chuck, you know, brought him that championship. They were the only team to beat the Packers, Lombardi's Packers at that time.
And, Mike, you think until Doug Peterson won a Super Bowl, that's what the Eagles fans would hang their hat on, and that was like, basically a dozen years before the Super Bowl. I mean, a half a dozen years before the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and right. And that was Van Brocklin's last game. Think about that. The old
Norm
Dutchman.
Van Brocklin.
The old Dutchman.
All right, right back to our Okunar Jewelers talking text lines. Bottle Man, what's going on, Bottle Man? You're on WWL.
Hey, first of all, thank you, Lord, for another day that we will never see again, and how you brothers doing, man?
All right, good, brother. How you been, man, Bottle Man?
Blessed by the bless. I'm too blessed to be stressing. Watch this, Mr. Mike. You remember I told you guys, stay the course. You remember Mr. Loomis come on yesterday And everything he was interviewed by Mike Haas and whomever, the vote of confidence is the greatest accepted thing, hope, and evidence of thing not seen. I'm going to get that seafood plate from Christian. And as I said,
he wants that dinner, Christian.
Listen, the last laugh is the best laugh. I told you guys something, and I remember what was said. We have to stay to scripture because this is sports, this is life, this is reality we live in. When you don't have confidence, you're not successful. When you got confidence, you're successful. Mr. Loomis put everything.
Well, you can be, Bottoman, you can be confident and delusional.
Wait, what did Mickey say?
Yeah. No. Listen, Bob. Okay. I want you to hear something. You're the quarterback. You know, we got the block for you. Other than that,
hey, man, I agree. I agree. I'm not playing tennis or golf. I need that help for sure.
Yeah.
Hear me out. He mentioned you yesterday. He mentioned the rent report. He said everybody gonna rent. We all entitled to opinion when we outside. We don't pay the rent in the house we live in. So therefore, you remember this here, fellas. When we meet sight unseen, and we meet sight to sight. Y'all gonna love me just like I love y'all, man. And we're gonna help our community and everything. Bobby, I gotta remember this for the things that you asked me about because I was born and raised here 67 years ago. I know every brick in the city. I know every brick in the sanctum. I know all the projects. I know all of everything. So I'm an OG. I'm gonna put it like that. But therefore, I want to meet guys personally and really get. We really have to. Football and all, that's cool, because that's what we need. We need all activity. And I love dealing with kids, because I once was the athletic director of the Boys and Girls.
So what did Mickey say? What did Mickey say, Bottoman?
We got it. We know what he said. We have the audio clip right here. This is what Mickey said last night on the Saints Hour.
When you're not winning, you're going to get all the naysayers. You know, I'm sure Bobby and Mike Dettier, they, you know, woe is me. The sky is falling. You know, nobody's any good, et cetera, et cetera. I know that's going to be, you know, their mantra because, you know, that's what they think the fans want to hear. But from our standpoint, from my standpoint inside the building, I'm looking for the things that are positive that we can build on. And I think I see a number of those things.
Bobby, you've been pretty positive.
Bobby's always
the biggest cheerleader they got.
I'm the biggest homer, so I don't know what Mickey's talking about. Sometimes I just keep it real. And all I know is that when you lead the league in false start penalties and turnovers, and then you last in the turnover margin minus 14, it's amazing you even won a game.
How can you sugarcoat that?
Yeah, how you want to sugarcoat that? Just tell the fans, just like you
it's
know
all going
to
be better.
Well, first
come
off,
on,
you,
nobody wants
Mike
to hear
Mike and myself,
that.
We never come up here and say, how hot take can we become to where the fans, because we want to say something that the fans want to hear. No, we try to sit up here and say the truth, what is on our mind and our opinion.
At that moment, that's what you're given. Listen, I'm too old to be worried about hot takes. That's for some young kid.
So if you, Who Dat Nation member, you're a Saints fan, who would disagree with this? The greatest thing Mickey Loomis ever did was to hire Sean Payton.
Yep.
I'd agree with that.
Okay, this is a fan.
That's a big hire.
Okay.
That was a big hire.
Unbelievable hire. Outstanding
because
hire.
You know what? Mickey went against who Tom Benson wanted. That's not who Tom wanted.
Who do you want?
He was the former coach of the Green Bay Packers, and he was at A&M.
Richard Sherman? No, Mike Sherman.
Mike Sherman. That's who Mr. Benson wanted. But Mickey, and I give him credit here, he went against the grain. And he got Sean.
Well, and the same thing, the greatest thing Mickey and Sean did was get Drew Brees. I mean, come on. You think the proof's in the pudding. Just look at what they accomplished. So that's why, I mean, to just say that that's not what the fans want to hear, you can't get them pie in the sky. So let's say basically about when you think about this, almost like, I guess almost 2,000 years, or right around, I think Pompeii. When was Pompeii in Italy? When Mount Vesuvius blew up, and all of a sudden. So let's say you're in there, and they go, it looks like the volcano might erupt. Don't worry, nothing's going to happen. And then all of a sudden, you're frozen in time, and then you're covered in ash, and you're still that way. So you can be delusional. You got to keep it real. Now, within the building, you got to keep your confidence.
I understand that part.
And I've said that.
I understand that part.
They got to win Monday night, and the Saints know that. You beat Tampa Bay, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and it's not their train coming at you. You let them lose to Tampa Bay because it's 2-for-1 NFC South game. No, the train's going to run you over, and it's good night, Irene.
He's Bobby along with Mike. I'm Christian. Deuce McAllister is next here on Sports Talk on WWL. All right, back here on Sports Talk. We're going to get with Deuce here in a little bit. Some travel logistical issues. Rocco in the quarter. Go ahead, Rocco. You're on WWL. Rocco.
Rocco, where you at?
Rocco. Man,
Rocco. Rocco, where you at, bro?
Yeah, Rocco.
Rocco, be chill, bro. Let me tell you what. I'm playing more two lane disasters than glory. I saw Elway beat him on the last play at Palo Alto one year. I'm at a 100-degree game in Hattiesburg. They beat him Southern Miss 20-0 at halftime. You know what the fans are hollering? Breathe four. Guess what? 28-21. I mean, it's amazing. And then, Wells. Oh, Memphis, Colorado on the field. The Buffalo was bigger than Tulane team all put together. We beat them that day. But a couple of great running backs that people didn't realize was like, Bobby Johnson was a quarterback. He played running back for the Giants for about 6 years. He's probably as good as Tulane County was. He's back in pros, honestly. You know,
who are you talking about there?
Who was to say it again, Rocco?
Bobby Duhon.
Oh, Bobby was the left-handed quarterback, yeah. And they moved it. They moved him to running back in the NFL, yeah. I remember watching Bobby throw the football at Tulane, left-handed, man. No, southpaw.
That's a good French name, Duhon.
Yeah, and then they had a game one night with Terrence Jones and Geno and them. One Sunday, Saturday afternoon, the year Clemson won it all. They beat Tulane almost the last play of the game with the refrigerator as a freshman. You know how many Clemson people had there? About 20,000. But Tulane had 30,000. That guy coming to 5,000. That started later on.
Rocco, it sounds like you're a Tulane fan. You got a lot of hair. So you know what the best thing Tulane ever did was to get out the damn Superdome? Because even when they were they're winning to have like 40-some thousand people, then it looks half empty. It's better to have the atmosphere they have at Yeoman Stadium now.
And it's a much more intimate stadium.
And then you continuously win. It's like Coach Fritz said, there's not a bad seat in the house.
No, there's not. I've been to probably 6-7 games at Yeoman. I've sat in different places every game. Man, every seat's a great seat.
Whoever designed that, that's awesome.
They did a tremendous job.
And that's why it's up to Coach Fritz and Tulane to build upon what they're doing right now. And then I truly think that they will get the backing of the public.
Yeah.
Because they'll support a winner because it's the right number. You know, it's not like we're trying to fill a 70, 80,000 stadium. You don't have to compete with the LSU's 100,000, whatever. No, but that intimate setting where the fans are passionate, I think is going to be awesome on Saturday.
Rocco, thanks for the phone call. Our Oakland Art Jewelers talk and text lines are open at 504-260-1870. We were scheduled to speak with Deuce. We're going to get him at some point. He's traveling, so we're going to reschedule him and try to get him on a little later on today. Chris Gordy, Locked On SEC, will join us at 5:20. What are the odds at 5:30? Danny Cannell, former NFL quarterback and Bet Online. We're going to visit with him later in the 6 o'clock hour as well. Again, our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines are open at 504-260-1870. Charlie in Slidell. What's going on, Charlie? You're on WWL.
So we're going to get him at some point.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are y'all?
Charlie, turn off
your
radio,
Charlie,
please.
All right, Charlie. How you doing, bud?
Doing good. Listen, I remember I went to a Tulane game earlier this year. Problem is with Tulane is all the highfalutin uptowners that got all the money. They sit. They got all the premium seats, and all the premium seats are empty. I mean, you can go sit in the other side of the dome, but they won't let you sit in the stadium, but they won't let you sit in the empty seats because they're all taken care of by the people uptown.
Well, Charlie, that's a good point you bring it up, and the way I look at it, okay, maybe initially you might be a late comer to a game, and these are your seats, but if you ain't going to show up, come on. You want the fans to be as close to the field as possible. You know, not like, oh, you can't go in this section, you're not VIP. That's a bunch of bull. I mean, if you're such a VIP and you're supporting the program, you can't get your neighbor or family member, somebody to go use your tickets, even though you don't want to go, but to say, oh, that's my ticket, you can't sit in my seat, but I'm not going. Come on, how does that help the program? You need to have the support where the fans and the atmosphere that you're close to the field. So, yeah, listen, all I know, Charlie, it's sold out. come Saturday. I think it's going to be one of the greatest experiences, considering a championship game. Now, hopefully Tulane can come out on top. I think they're going to play a whole lot better defensively this time around against Central Florida. They scored enough points to win the first time. But if they can win, then this might be this is what whoever designed Yeoman Stadium and what came about, this is what they envisioned for Tulane in the future.
Packhouse.
What's going to happen on come this Saturday.
Two words. Stop Plumlee.
Yeah, yeah, you got it.
Because he was unbelievable.
No, you can't let, Yeah, you got to give him the business. If he's
you got to
hurt him again.
Ailing a little bit, you know, just
make him ail a little
you
bit more.
Yeah,
you
know, it's like when I hurt Ian, I want to continue to hurt him. Yeah.
Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier.
How Ian got brought into this? Poor Ian.
Christian Garrick, this is Sports Talk here on WWL.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, back here on Sports Talk, Bobby, Mike, and Christian. Bobby's giving me the...
Let me tell you. Let me tell you.
Whatever you want.
Okay, I'm down this tunnel. I'm looking at the light. Is the light at the end of the tunnel to make me prosperous? Or is the light at the end of the tunnel a train coming at me to run me over? And I don't know what the hell is going to happen. I'm telling you right now, I could see this. And it'll be a ray of hope coming for the Hudat Nation. I think, hell yeah, we could beat Tampa Bay. We beat them 9-0 last year. Remember how that was prime time? Well, yeah, we could do that again on Monday night. I think Tampa Bay is even worse than they were last year. So all of a sudden you win that, and you get a bye. You feel good about yourself. What if all of a sudden Atlanta comes to town and you beat Atlanta? Isn't everybody's going to kind of be, oh, wow, look, we've won two in a row. We've won two in a row even with the bye. But the thing that's far-fetched by that, if you look at the track record with Coach Allen, and I said it's a big enough sample size, Coach Allen has now been a head coach for 48 games. That's a lot of games. In the NFL, I'm not talking about high school, college. 48 games in the NFL, he's been a head coach. Only once has his team won back-to-back games. And that came way back in 2012 when he was the first season with the Raiders when they beat the Jaguars and the Chiefs in consecutive weeks. So I think, hell yeah, that's a great accomplishment. We beat Tampa Bay. It's 2-for-1 NFC South, and you beat Atlanta. I mean, hey, ooh, you know, we're going to win the NFC South. We're in the driver's seat. And I don't know what's going to happen at Cleveland, what's going to happen at Philadelphia. Then you close out against Carolina. But then, hey, boy, there's a ray of hope. Hell yeah, there's a ray of hope. So to say we're not telling the Hudat Nation is not a ray of hope is a bunch of BS. No, we're all for the Saints. Listen, just win, baby. I mean, I know Al Davis, you know, people don't want to hear that. You ain't got to worry about no kind of promotions and all that. You have 60,000 on a wedding list here and you're out. What you got to do? Win. And you ain't got to worry about the future. It could be from 2022 to 2032. From 2032 to 2042, we all going to be dead and all that. You know, you win, people want to come to the game. They want to be in that number. And they're not so frustrated not wanting to support the Saints.
In 2042, I'll only be about 65.
So okay, so yeah.
Yeah, but wait, you add up the numbers for us, that don't look real. But Christian, we ain't going to be doing sports talk.
No,
I know that.
The point I'm making is that, you know what? You cannot worry about... Okay, we're not blind, just blindly going to all of a sudden say, no matter what the Saints do, no, we want a winner. If they win, we will support a winner. If the Pelicans win, what? You ain't got to do no damn promotion. They'll fill out the Smoothie King Center. You win, they'll be in that number. You win with the Saints, Gulf Coast, Gulf South, they'll be in that number. All you got to do is win. But all of a sudden, you got to continue to support the team if they're not winning? Come on. Then you have a little protest. We live in America. We don't live in Iran. We're not in China. Look what's going on around in the world right now. Oh, don't protest. I don't know. He disappeared. I don't know where he went. He just went somewhere else. I have no idea where he's at. No, you have that freedom. We got to demand perfection. You might never have perfection, but you got to want to support a winner. So that's why, to me, the Saints, Pelicans, all they have to do, look at the fan bases. If you win, they'll be in that number. The fans want to be in that number. They want to support a winner.
Look at the interest in the Pelicans midweek. That's how you can – not
midweek,
this week.
When people
not this weekend
go,
stuff.
When people got to go to
midweek,
work.
Midweek.
Yes.
And look the support that they get
fan-wise. Well, look, tonight
fan-wise.
They play in Toronto.
Toronto.
What's the common denominator? They're playing – good basketball. They're winning basketball.
Well, they're right up there with Memphis. They're leading the division. So, yeah, hell yeah, I want to be there.
And it's still football season.
Yeah, it's like December. But, oh, no, I'm not worried about the post-Super Bowl. I'm into the Pelicans right now.
Think about when have we ever said that?
I don't think you go back to the Hornets. I don't know if I've ever said that football season.
We're talking about November now.
Well, right
it's late
now,
November.
November, December, we are as much interested right now in the Pelicans than we are in the Saints. Now, you want it to be a balance. You want to both get the support, obviously, because, listen, we a big town, small city. But I sell it this way. It's not just New Orleans. I'm not hating on Orleans Parish and New Orleans, but it's the whole Gulf South, Gulf Coast region. It's like, look, Boston's a lot bigger city, but it became the New England Patriots. It's all about the community supporting the product. And I think what the Saints have right now is Gail Benson. You got the New Orleans Saints. You got the New Orleans Pelicans. Hey, we want to feel like there's a light at the end of the tunnel. It's not the damn train to run us over, but there's a ray of hope that we're supporting a winner. If you do that, you don't even got to hire a marketing department.
Okay.
Oh, like this promotion, that promotion. Just win, and people not worried about waking up, maybe losing a few hours of sleep on a Wednesday night to go to Pelicans game and support their team because they know it's a winner.
How many times, and I can say this, man, it's on the Bayou in the River Parish area, you asked to do a talk, okay? If it's a Kiwanis Club, a Chamber of Commerce,
the Rotary Club,
Rotary Club
that, yeah.
Quarterback Club. First question, they want to talk about the Saints. Okay, that's not Orleans Parish, but they go to the games. All I know
the
is
surrounding communities.
When I'm en route from my home on the Bayou to New Orleans, man, they got Saints fans. That's what they want to talk about. Now, they got LSU people in the same realm.
Right.
The same realm, but it's Saints. The first question out their mouth, Saints. And I do more than any of them. I can tell you that. They want to talk about the Saints, but they want to talk about the Saints winning.
Yeah, and listen, or at least the Saints being relevant.
And competitive.
Okay, right now, so what have we spoiled? Hell yeah, we spoiled.
Yeah, we spoiled.
Because of Drew Brees and what Sean Payton did. I mean, right now, we asking too much to win two games in a row? What? Come on, win two games in a row. I'm telling you. The fans will have a ray of hope, and it might be false hope, but it's still a ray of hope. If we beat Tampa Bay come Monday night and you have to buy it and you take care of the Falcons or the Falcons in New Orleans the next game, then all of a sudden they go, oh, whew, you know what? It might not be pretty. It might not be sexy.
But you got to do it.
But we still maybe control the NFC South.
Bob, you'd understand this. He just passed away. John Hadle.
John Hadle,
82
number 21,
years old.
San Diego Chargers.
San Diego Chargers, and he finished it
what,
out.
He was 82?
82, he played with the L.A. Rams and
Eric Coriel.
Man,
and all that.
Man, he lit it up back then with Sid Gilman, Lance Allworth.
They were throwing the football before.
Long before the NFL.
That it was sexy to throw the football. The old AFL, Mike, they were throwing the forward pass. They looked at it like, oh, well, what are you doing? You're out of control. No, well, he passed away, Mike?
Passed away today, 82 years old. Man, and I can remember, because Lance Allworth, with people a lot of times, he lived about 3 years on the Bayou.
A golden medal.
Yeah. His dad
was in the oil industry.
So he would jump around job to job. And, man, just think, Bob, Lance Allworth played would have played at, where, Golden Meadow High?
Yeah, it would have been Golden Meadow, but LaRose cut off high school and then Golden Meadow.
Because that was before they merged.
Yeah,
before they merged.
Before Salafouche, yeah.
But John, him and John hooked up. Man, that was a great combination to watch on TV. But God bless him. John Hadle from Kansas College and ends up.
Boy, and you look at it, look how, you know, household names. You think always Kansas, Jayhawks, even though their football team did good this year. But, like, two significant players. Mike, I'm glad you brought that up. John Hadle, and who's the Kansas Comet?
Gale Sayers.
With the Bears? Come on. You don't think, oh, Lawrence, Kansas, the Rock Chalk and all that chalk, whatever their charity do. That's a basketball thing. Yeah, Rock Chalk, that's a basketball thing. But the football team was, look how competitive they were this year.
They were. Bobby, Mike, and Christian, Sports Talk rolls on. If you're on hold, sit tight. We're coming to you. You guys will lead off next hour. This is Saints Radio, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.